Hey everybody, this is Sean Early. In today's episode, I want to do a part two of a podcast I did recently called Should We Ban TikTok? Some new things have come up over the past week that I've discovered that there's a sweeping bill involved with this whole banning of TikTok that makes the whole situation much more complicated. It's called the Restrict Act. It's a sweeping surveillance bill that is being put through by the government on both sides of the political party are supporting it. Very, very interesting, very concerning. And I'm going to talk about it in the podcast. So I'll see you in the episode. If you like this podcast, be sure to click the subscribe button. You can also follow me on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and Twitter in order to stay up to date on all the latest episodes. Today's episode is brought to you by Babbel. Living in and traveling to other countries is always a communication challenge. One of the greatest resources that have helped me in my travels is a language study program called Babbel. Babbel is the shortest, most holistic path to having real conversations in a new language. Accessible in-app and on desktop, the user will benefit from unlimited access to courses for one or all of the available languages, 14 in total, with teaching materials created by native speakers and didactic experts. The courses are optimized for the native language of the student, who can take courses at any level for any learning motivation, for work, travel, etc. Babbel's method is interactive. Following the courses, you'll encounter a variety of learning activities and exercises to practice pronunciation, listening, written language, and grammar. The aim is to get the user speaking from the very first lesson and gain the confidence to engage in conversations. Hence, the content only consists of useful, practical skills that the user can apply in the real world. The progression of Babbel's courses is based on the Common European Framework of References for Languages and ranges from beginner to advanced level. Finally, Babbel has recently expanded its learning ecosystem with live online classes, podcasts, and games, all created by language experts. And now, when you buy a 6-month subscription to Babbel, you receive 6 extra months for free by using our special promo code. So basically, you pay for 6 months and learn for a whole year. So to get more info and redeem the code, go to Babbel, that's Babbel.com/robot spaceship. Hey everybody, this is Sean Early. Welcome to the podcast. Today I want to do a part two of a podcast I released about a week ago called Should We Ban TikTok? It's a pretty hot topic over the past couple weeks. As you know, if you listen to the podcast, the CEO of TikTok was recently brought before Congress to discuss some concerns over some of the activities that TikTok has been doing. One in relation to their data privacy handling of data, and two, in regards to the way they handle their algorithms for distributing information. Basically, the concern is just that TikTok is being used as a propaganda tool and spyware for the Chinese Communist Party, which I personally agree. That is the case, as you've heard in the podcast. I'm not going to hide that. And my opinion is that TikTok should be banned for a number of reasons, which I won't go into all of them. You can listen to my thoughts on the podcast. The reason I'm doing this podcast as a part two is as I'm reading more about this, it's not that simple. Congress or the president, whoever is actually involved with making this decision, isn't just going to go ahead and identify, you know, TikTok as a national security threat and ban it. They have to use this to pass a sweeping surveillance bill called the Restrict Act. The Restrict Act stands for, and let me find it, it's a big abbreviation. So Restrict Act stands for Restricting the Emergence of Security Threats That Risk Information and Communications Technology Act. And I'm going to go and read a little bit about this so you kind of understand what all this is about. So this is basically, to summarize it, it's basically a Patriot Act style sweeping surveillance act that is going to be used to allow the government to surveil all kinds of personal communication devices, software, networks, as if they weren't doing it already before, but this is going to really broaden the ability of the government to surveil you and to hold you accountable, legally accountable for anything, basically. Let me kind of go through the topics here. If you read the act through the fine print, here's some highlights. This bill requires federal actions to identify and mitigate foreign threats to information and communications technology, ICT, products and services. It also establishes civil and criminal penalties for violations under the bill. Specifically, the Department of Commerce must identify, deter, disrupt, prevent, prohibit, investigate, and mitigate transactions involving ICT products and services in which any foreign adversary has any interest, and two, that pose an undue or unacceptable risk to U.S. national security or the safety of U.S. persons. Commerce may designate any foreign government or regime as a foreign adversary upon a determination that the foreign government or regime is engaged in a long-term pattern or serious instances of conducting significantly adverse to U.S. national security or the security and safety of U.S. persons and remove such a designation. Commerce must notify Congress before making and removing a designation. These actions are subject to congressional disapproval. So, basically, what this means is that if the government deems that you are a threat to national security, they will use this to surveil all your personal communication devices, software, networks, etc. And if they deem that you are a threat, then you will be prosecuted. And while this on the surface seems like a way to prevent activities such as the nefarious quote-unquote activities they are insinuating that TikTok does and prevent us from, you know, all these other apps that are being launched. TikTok recently just launched ByteDance that owns TikTok. They recently launched a new app called Lemon 8, which is basically they're sort of trying to throw another app into the marketplace if TikTok gets banned. It's basically kind of, I didn't download it, but at researching it, it's basically kind of a mix between Instagram and Pinterest, so they say. But they're doing a lot of marketing trying to promote influencers to use this app to grow the following there. So, you know, TikTok isn't the only app on the marketplace. There are all kinds of apps from all types of adversarial governments being used. And when they determine adversary, they say China, Cuba, Iran, North Korea, Russia, and Venezuela. So they're saying these apps and communication and software in the States that utilizes transmissions from these companies could be deemed terrorist activity. And if you read through this thing, I mean, it's understandable that they would want to put sweeping acts to help deter nefarious behavior on these apps. You know, all this spying, all this data breaches, all this propaganda that is being distributed, understandable. But this act basically, as you know from the Patriot Act itself, it allows the government to have sweeping ability to spy on you and to determine if you are a threat and to basically, you know, lock you in jail for anything that you're doing. So here it is. The secretary, in consultation with the relevant executive department and agency heads, is authorized to and shall take action to identify, deter, disrupt, prevent, prohibit, investigate, or otherwise mitigate, including by negotiating, enter into, imposing, and enforcing any mitigating measure to address any risk arising from any covered transaction by any person or with respect to any property subject to the jurisdiction of the United States. And secretary determines blah, 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 blah. So anyway, this doesn't have anything to do with just the Russians or the Chinese. It has to do with anybody who is doing anything that the government determines they don't like. It doesn't matter if you write a blog post. It doesn't matter if you have a website. It doesn't matter if you make a podcast such as this where you're talking about something that they don't like. They can deem you as a threat. So this isn't just you know, like the Patriot Act, where they could basically prosecute you for questionable behavior. If you're even talking about behavior that is questionable now in this act, this broad sweeping act will basically lump you in with all the other terrorist classifications. And the fines here, if they deem you a threat, it says here, in general, a person who willfully commits, willfully attempts to commit, or willfully conspires to commit, or aids or abets in the commission of an unlawful act, described in the subsection, shall upon conviction be fined not more than $1,000,000, or if a natural person may be in prison for more than 20 years or both. So basically, if they determine that you're a threat based on freedom of speech stuff that you're talking about, they will throw you in jail, fine you $1,000,000, throw you in jail for 20 years, and they will take all your stuff. So that's what this sweeping act basically indicates. So I don't know. I'm on the fence about all of this. I'm bothered by it. Yes, TikTok, it needs to go. I agree, it needs to go. And I think we need to address all the other social media browsing activity, especially when it's targeted towards children. We need to address the fact that these apps are being used to surveil Americans and Western governments. That needs to be addressed. But a sweeping surveillance act that loops in any kind of freedom of speech is not okay. And we really need to discuss this with our senators, our congresspeople, our leaders, to hold them to the table to make sure that this is only going to be used for certain things and not going to be used to basically just kill all of our freedom of speech. So I don't know. I'm really bothered by this. I'm really bothered by the fact that we can't just say, hey, this app is dangerous and we need to ban it. We can't do that. So have to loop this into a broad freedom of speech act that allows the government to do even more surveillance than it already is and allows them to put you in prison if they deem that you are somebody they don't like or a quote unquote threat. And right now, when we're thinking of threats, there's all kinds of threats out there. You know, and threat is basically a matter of opinion at this point. You know, depending on which side of the political spectrum you're on, the other one is a threat. And depending on who's in running the government, you know, who our political leaders are at the time, they're deeming the other a threat. So since there is no middle ground in politics, in culture anymore, you're either one side or the other side. The other side is going to deem you a threat. And depending on who's in charge, this type of act is going to basically vilify the other side to a point where they'll throw you in jail for 20 years and fine you $1,000,000 and take all your stuff. So naturally, I'm kind of emotional about this. I feel bothered by it. When I talk about technology and innovation in the future, it makes me a little bitter because these types of situations, they make it really difficult to have a positive outlook of technology. It makes it difficult to see the future in rose-colored glasses, I should say. And it basically, it inhibits my motivation for wanting to communicate to people, the ability to, you know, I consult clients on media and technology and social media and how they utilize that to get their message out, to communicate with their business, their products and their services, their opinions. You know, I consult people who are in organizations, I consult people who are politicians, consult these people on how to use this technology to get their message out and spend all this effort and all this money that they're paying me to consult them on how to do this. And then these sweeping acts basically enable governments to just vilify you if they don't like what you're saying. So freedom of speech is really in danger right now. And, you know, we talk a lot about how repressive countries and governments, you know, especially communist-related countries, have over the years used these tactics to repress freedom of speech, to repress messages, and to sow propaganda. And when we use that as a topic of something we're fighting against with an act, a sweeping bill that basically does the same thing that these repressive governments, you know, are responsible for in the first place. What do you do with that? You know what I mean? I'm bothered by it. And I'm not going to talk forever on this. I really have to spend a lot more time studying this, studying the politics of it, studying, you know, is this something that's even up for a vote? Who's going to be able to vote for this? You know, what are the pros and cons of this? You know, yes, I agree that we need more surveillance on these types of topics. There's all kinds of things coming up. There's cryptocurrency. There is CBDC, central bank digital currency. There are, you know, there's artificial intelligence that's coming into play here that is getting connected to the internet. All these things need to be monitored. And I agree, they need to be strongly monitored. And just recently, a lot of people just came out with a lot of, they basically wanted to put a, they signed a piece of paper that basically said, you know, we want to put a stop for 6 months on all this research that's coming up and all this AI technology, because we don't really know where it's going to go if we crank this up and just release it in the world. Some very, very, you know, knowledgeable people are putting this through. So there's a lot of things going on right now that could drastically affect our lives and how we engage with technology, both now and moving into the future. So I agree, we need some way to monitor that. But you can't just have a sweeping surveillance act like the Patriot Act and allow people to lose any ability to have any kind of freedom of speech. Freedom of speech must remain to be a democratic Western society. And I'm rambling a little bit now. I'm just kind of trying to put my brain into this. I should have spent a little bit more time thinking about it, but I really need to bang out these podcasts when the thought comes to me, when I have the time. So anyway, something I'm researching a lot about. Would love to hear your thoughts on it. Going to keep an eye on this whole topic as it progresses and just see where it goes. I don't really have an opinion on it other than I'm just amazed at just how ridiculous these types of things get, how impossible it is just to have an opinion anymore on any kind of topic, because it gets wrapped up in so many other things with politics. You can't have an opinion anymore because there's pros and cons to all of it. It's just not black and white. It's not cut and dry. So anyway, dog's getting annoyed because I'm talking. He probably needs to use the toilet. So take him out for a walk. Anyway, talk to me. Let me know what you think. You got any feedback or any news about this, please share it and let me know where this is going. I'm sure I'll talk about it in the future. So once again, this is Sean Early, the Sean Early Podcast. I encourage you to subscribe and follow the podcast on all your favorite platforms, wherever you listen to podcasts. Also give me a like or share on social media. I'm all the networks. The dog, he's not happy. I will talk to you soon. Bye.
If you like this podcast, don't forget to click the subscribe button to stay up to date on all the latest episodes. This podcast has been brought to you by the Robot Spaceship Podcast Network. For more info and other great podcast series, go to robotspaceship.com and subscribe.